ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। रीडिङ्ग् फ्रम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् केण्टो 10 चाप्टर् 16 चाप्टर् एण्टैटल्ड् कृष्ण चास्टैसेस् द सर्पेण्ट् कालिया टेक्स्ट् नम्बर् 13। तान् अलक्ष्य भयोद्विग्ना गोपानन्दपुरोगमा विना रामेण गा कृष्णम् ज्ञात्वा चारयितुम् गतम्। तान् आलक्ष्य भयोद्विग्ना गोपानन्दपुरोगमा विना रामेण गा कृष्णम् ज्ञात्वा चारयितुम् गतम्। तान् आलक्ष्य भयोद्विग्ना गोपानन्दपुरोगमा विना रामेण गा कृष्णम् ज्ञात्वा चारयितुम् गतम्। तान् आलक्ष्य भयोद्विग्ना गोपानन्दपुरोगमा गोपानन्दपुरोगमा रामेण गा कृष्णम् ज्ञात्वा चारयितुम् गतम्। मताजिस् तान् आलक्ष्य भयोद्विग्ना गोपानन्दपुरोगमा विना रामेण गा कृष्णम् ज्ञात्वा चारयितुम् गतम्। तानालक्ष्य भयोद्विग्ना गोपानन्दपुरोगमा विना रामेण गा कृष्णम् ज्ञात्वा चारयितुम् गतम्। विल् रीड् द वर्ड् टु वर्ड् ट्रान्स्लेशन्। तान् दीस् सैन्स् आलक्ष्य सीयिङ्ग् भय उद्विग्न अजिटेटेड् बै फियर् गोपा द कौहर्ड्स् Nandapuragama, headed by Nanda Maharaj, Gyatva, Vina, without, Ramena, Balaram, Ga, the cows, Krishnam, Krishna, Gyatva, understanding, Charayitum, to herd, Gatham, gone. I will read the next verses and translation. Tair dur nimittair nidanam matva praptam atat vidaha tat pranastan manaskaste dukkha shoka bayatura abala vriddha vanita sarvenga pashuvrittaya nirjagmur gokuladina krishna darshana lalasa. Translation. Seeing the inauspicious omens, Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men were fearful, for they knew that Krishna had gone to herd the cows that day without his elder brother Balaram. Because they had dedicated their minds to Krishna, accepting him as their very life, they were unaware of his great power and opulence. Thus they concluded that the inauspicious omens indicated he had met with death, and they were overwhelmed with grief, lamentation and fear. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan, including the children, women and elderly persons, thought of Krishna just as a cow thinks of her helpless young calf. And thus, these poor suffering people rushed out of the village, intent upon finding him. Because there is no purport, I will read the next verse. Tamstata kataran vikshya Bhagavan Madhavo Balaha Prahasya Kinchin Novacha Prabhavagyo Anujasya Sa. The Supreme Lord Balaram, the master of all transcendental knowledge, smiled and said nothing when he saw the residents of Vrindavan in such distress, since he understood the extraordinary power of his younger brother. Purport. Sri Balaram is the plenary expansion of Lord Krishna and is thus non-different from him. They are in fact the same absolute truth manifest in separate forms. According to Srila Vishna Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Balaram was laughing because he thought Krishna never cares to play with me in my form of Sheshanaga. But now he is playing with his ordinary mundane snake named Kaliya. The question may arise as to why Krishna and Balaram allowed their loving devotees to suffer such great anguish during Krishna's temporary imprisonment within the coils of Kaliya. It must be remembered that because the inhabitants of Vrindavan were completely liberated souls, they did not experience material emotions. When they saw their beloved Krishna in apparent danger, their love for him intensified to the highest degree, and thus they merged completely into the ecstasy of love for him. The whole situation has to be seen from the spiritual point of view, or it will not be seen at all. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I seek the blessings of the assembled devotees to speak something on this particular verse from the 10th canto. So today, we are reading this particular section from this chapter entitled Krishna Chastises the Serpent Kaliya. So here the scene is that when Krishna was caught in the coils of Kaliya, in Vrindavan different bad omens appeared in the earth and the sky, and seeing the bad omens, all the residents of Vrindavan, they became greatly fearful and they thought that there's something wrong has happened with Krishna. And they became overwhelmed with lamentation, fear. And then they immediately rushed to that spot. And it is described that because the residents of Vrindavan, they had dedicated their minds to Krishna, they were completely unaware of the prowess of Krishna. And they actually went to see Krishna just like a cow goes in search of her helpless calf. So that is what, that was the feeling of all the residents of Vrindavan towards Krishna. And then the next verse describes that, but Balramji had a completely different emotion. It is described that, Tamstata Kataran Vikshya Bhagavan Madhavo Balaha. So Balramji, because he was aware of the prowess of Krishna, he was actually smiling at the whole incident. In fact, Vishnu Chakravartakar explains, the word Madhava means, here Prabhupada translates Madhava as the master of all mystic knowledge. So because Balramji was aware of Krishna's prowess, especially where he was aware of Krishna's Leela Shakti, that how Krishna's Leela Shakti has covered all the residents of Vrindavan. And because of that, they were actually unaware of Krishna's prowess. So Balramji, knowing this fact, he just smiled at the whole incident. It is described that Balramji stopped the Vrajavasis from drowning into the Yamuna river. All the Vrajavasis, they wanted to actually drown in Yamuna. And then Balramji was laughing actually. He was laughing because he was thinking that he was thinking that in my form as Sheshanaga, you never actually played with me. You never performed such pastimes with me. But you are performing such pastimes, like you are dancing in the hoods of, going to dance in the hoods of Kaliya, which is an insignificant, common, mundane snake, which is an envious snake. So thinking that way, like Balramji is laughing. And then Balramji was smiling. Vishnu Chakravartakar mentions that remembering Krishna's pastimes as an ordinary mortal human being, so Balramji was smiling. And he did not say anything, although the situation was beyond tolerance. It was actually intolerable for all the residents of Vrindavan. And seeing Balramji's smile, all the residents of Vrindavan, they got hope. So they got hope that actually nothing unfortunate is going to happen. And then they no longer actually drowned in the Yamuna river. So I would especially like to focus on this particular word, Prabhavagyam. But before that, because it is mentioned that Balramji, because he was aware of Krishna's prowess, he was simply smiling. If we see, the nature of Vrajavasis is that they are actually under the control of the internal energy of the Supreme Lord. So the external energy actually bewilders living entity, but internal energy, it actually enlightens a living entity. And sometimes the internal energy also bewilders a devotee, so that the Supreme Lord can actually exchange intimate relationship with the devotees. As one devotee was mentioning, the infinite, in order to enjoy intimate loving relation with the finite, the infinite Supreme Lord appears finite, although he remains infinite. So the Supreme Person, the internal energy of the Supreme Lord sometimes bewilders the living entity, so that the living entity, the pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, like the Vrajavasis, they can actually exchange intimate relationship with Krishna. So, if we see, here, like, we have three characters. One is Kaliya, another is Balramji, another is all the Vrajavasis. So, Kaliya, he actually wants to kill Krishna. And all the Vrajavasis, And they were actually greatly fearful that Krishna is going to die. But Balaramji is completely calm and cool. So Kaliya, he actually does not see the reality. Kaliya represents a materialistic person who, although he sees with his naked eyes, but he actually does not see the reality. As Shukadeva Goswami mentions that, Pashyan apina pashyati. A materialistic person, because of being attached to the material desires, although he sees the reality, so many people are dying, but he does not see the reality. So definitely Kaliya might have heard that how Krishna had killed so many demons. But although he had heard, but it's not actually, he is thinking that he can kill Krishna. So although he sees the reality, oh, Krishna is the Supreme Personality, but he does not see nonsense because of his strong envy. And the Vrajavasis, they have also seen so many times Krishna killing so many powerful demons. But still, at this time, they are actually thinking that Krishna is going to die. So although they saw the reality with their naked eyes, but they do not see the reality as Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they were actually absorbed in love towards Krishna. But Balaramji, he is actually seeing the reality as it is. In one sense, so he knows that actually Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Krishna is aware of Krishna's prowess, so he is actually unaffected. In one sense, both Kaliya and Vrajavasis, they were like atheists. They were unaware of the prowess of Krishna. So one is an atheist because of hatred towards Krishna. But the Vrajavasis were atheists because of love towards Krishna. So that is why in the third canto, when Varahadeva appeared, the sages of the different planetary system, they offered a beautiful prayer to Varahadeva. So they say, Savaibata brashta matista vaishate yaha karmanam paramapara karmana yadyoga maya gunayoga mohitam vishvam samastam bhagavan videhisham. So sages are saying, a foolish person, he considers the activities of the Supreme Lord to be limited, although his activities are unlimited. And then he says, and then the sages say that actually the Supreme Lord bewilders the living entities by his Mahamaya, and he bewilders his pure devotees by his Yoga Maya. So both of them are actually unaware. So please actually, Vishvam Samastam Bhagavan Videhisham. Please bestow upon us the good fortune so that we can know you according to our capacity. According to our qualification, please bestow your knowledge upon us. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti says that sages are saying that actually we do not know even the drop of ocean of transcendental knowledge about you. We do not know a drop of the ocean of the nature of your transcendental activities. And then they say, although we do not know even the drop of the ocean, but other people are even more unfortunate. Other people are even more unfortunate. And in the other people, they include both the materialistic people and the pure devotees. The materialistic people are unfortunate because they do not know even the drop, even the fraction of a drop. Because they are under the control of the Mahamaya. And the pure devotees, they also do not know even the drop of the fraction of a drop of ocean of your transcendental qualities because they are under your Yoga Maya. So the living entities, because of being absorbed in ignorance, they are not aware of even the drop of ocean of Krishna's transcendental qualities and pastimes. And the pure devotees, because they are absorbed in the ocean of sweetness, they are also unaware. So then the sages say, therefore, please bestow upon us the good fortune so that we can actually get knowledge about you. videhi sama, vishvam samastam bhagavan videhisham. So, and Prabhupada also mentions the emotions of the Vrajavasis which they experience, they are not actually material, they are actually completely spiritual. So actually if you see, the material emotion and the spiritual emotion, they may appear to be same. But the spiritual platform, whether a person is in ecstasy or whether a person is in distress, in both cases a person is experiencing pure unadulterated bliss. But on the material platform, although a person appears to be jubilant and somebody else appears to be morose, both actually experience only pure unadulterated misery. So it is just like, cake is made in the shape of a train. So the train contains third class compartment, general compartment, first class compartment, the toilet, engine. But whether you taste the toilet portion of the cake or the first class compartment of the cake, it is only going to taste sweet. Because everything is made of actually sweetness. So similarly, although the Vrajavasis, they are actually experiencing lamentation and fear, they are actually in the topmost bliss. So that's what Prabhupada they explained. The whole situation has to be seen from the spiritual point of view, or it will not be seen at all. So I'll try to focus on this particular word, prabhavagyo. Here it's explained that Balramji was aware of the prowess of Krishna. So we see that when a person is not aware of the greatness of a person, then a person actually takes that person or the Supreme Lord to be cheaply. In the 10th chapter of the Gita, Krishna says, Yetam vibhutim cha yogam cha mamayo veti tatvatah sovi kalpena yogena yujyate natra samshayah. Krishna says that the highest, when a person knows my vibhuti, my opulence and my mystic power, then a person becomes fixed in my transcendental devotional service. So avikalpena. So Prabhupada says that the highest summit of spiritual perfection is to get transcendental knowledge about the Supreme Lord. And then he say that actually many people say that God is great, but they don't know how great God is. So one should not neglect to know how great Krishna is. Because when a person knows the greatness of Krishna, there is no option but surrender to Krishna. So when a person knows the greatness of Krishna, then a person progresses from anishtita bhakti to the nishtita bhakti. So when a person is not aware of the greatness of Krishna, then a person's devotional service is unsteady. But when a person is conscious, one may know the greatness, but when a person is conscious of the greatness of the Supreme Lord, when a person is having faith in the greatness of the Supreme Lord, then a person actually progresses from anishtita to steady devotional service. So that is why it is important to know the greatness of the Supreme Lord. Even in the fourth canto, when Uttanupad was lamenting, when Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest, so Uttanupad was actually repenting very sincerely that I am the cause of my son going to the forest. So that time Narada Muni actually comes to pacify Uttanupad. And he says, Mama Shuchasva Tanayam Deva Guptam Vishampate Tat Prabhavam Avignaya Pravrangte Yadyasho Jagat. Narada Muni is saying that do not lament. Your son is actually protected by the Supreme Personality of God. And you are completely unaware of this fact. In fact, his glories are already spread all throughout the universe. He is actually using the verb in the present tense to indicate that his glories will spread in the near future. So Prabhupada translates as saying that his glories are spread, already spread all throughout the universe. So Nuttanupad was unaware of the glories of Dhruva Maharaj. But Narada Muni, as a spiritual master, he actually instructs a disciple about the glories of the Supreme Lord and his devotees and about the process of devotional service. And because of that, when a disciple hears that, then he becomes actually, then he stops lamenting. When he actually fixes his mind on the greatness of the Supreme Lord and greatness of the devotees and the process of devotional service, then one becomes fixed in the process of devotional service. And like another beautiful verse comes in the 9th canto. The 9th canto, when Jamadagni, when he came to know that his wife was Renuka, for a moment she had thought about, she enjoyed the company of that Gandharvas. So Jamadagni came to know through his mystic power. So Jamadagni ordered his sons to actually to kill Renuka, to his wife. But his sons actually refused to obey the order of Jamadagni. Jamadagni had 4 sons, but the first 3 sons, they refused to obey the order of Jamadagni to kill their mother. But when he told Parashuram, Parashuram did not even wait for a moment. Immediately, in the next moment, he actually obeyed the order of Jamadagni. Jamadagni told Parashuram to kill his mother and all the other 3 brothers who disobeyed his instruction. So Parashuram did not even wait for a moment. He immediately killed his mother and the other 3 brothers. So there, so why is that he did not even wait for a moment? Because it is explained that, again, Prabhavagyo Mune Samyak Samadas Tapasachasa. So that means, Parashuram was aware of the prowess of Jamadagni. Because of that, he did not actually wait even for a moment. If I obey his instruction, then it will actually, I will please Jamadagni. By pleasing Jamadagni, then he will actually give me, he will tell me that, ask what benediction you want. Then I can actually ask Jamadagni to revive my mother and the other 3 sons. So we see that, in one sense, if you see from another point, that the elder sons, they did not have so much of faith in the prowess of Jamadagni. But the youngest son, he had actually faith in the prowess of Jamadagni. So similarly, sometimes in Krishna consciousness, a new devotee, who comes recently, he may have more faith in the statements of the scriptures. And because of that, he may be executing devotional service with great faith. But somebody, some others who may be already, although they may be older, but they may not have so much of faith. So Parashuram, although he was younger, but he had faith. So he, that's why he did not actually delay even for a moment. So here we see that when a disciple was aware of the prowess of spiritual master, he did not actually delay even for a moment to execute his instruction. And another place comes in the 5th canto, the chapter called Descent of the Mother Ganges. It's explained that the Saptarishis who are residing just below Dhruvaloka, they actually, it's explained that even to this day, the Saptarishis, they carry the Mother Ganges. They keep Mother Ganges in the matted locks of hair, considering it to be a great honor. Like, to keep the hair always wet. I mean, like, we may get cold and, but the Saptarishis, they considered this to be a great honor, carrying Mother Ganges on top of their head. Because it's explained, Tat Prabhava Abhigyoyam. Because they were actually aware of the prowess of Mother Ganges. So that's why they were showing great respect. In fact, it's another very beautiful verse. When a person is aware of the greatness of the Supreme Lord, like what is the, what kind of a emotion A person actually undergoes when he meets the Supreme Lord. It's explained that when Kardama Muni, when he actually performed austerities and when Lord appeared before him, Kardama Muni offered beautiful prayers. In the first prayer which he offers, he says, Jushtam Batadya Kila Sattva Rashe. He says that, today my eyes have actually attained perfection by seeing your form. And then he says, actually, the perfection of your eyes to get the darshan of your form, and this form is obtained by great yogis by performing austerities for many, after many births, they actually attain darshan of your form. And Vishnu Chakravarti mentions, he says, Jushtam Bata. The word Bata means, he is completely astonished when the Lord actually gave him darshan. So why was he astonished? Because he is feeling, the Lord appeared so quickly before me. He appeared so quickly. But actually, if you see, Kardama Muni performed austerities for 10,000 years. After 10,000 years of performing austerity, Lord appeared. But Kardama Muni's response is, oh, Lord appeared so quickly. So that means, when a person actually is actually aware of the greatness of the Supreme Lord, then when he meets the Supreme Lord, he feels that, oh, Lord has appeared so quickly. 10,000 years appear like a small moment. So that is because of the being aware of the greatness of the Supreme Lord. In fact, another purport, Prabhupada mentions that when a person gets an opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master, that is like meeting the Supreme Lord face to face. So that means, like when a person gets the bona fide spiritual master, that means one should also have the same, when a person understands the fortune of the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, then one should also have the same emotion which Kardama Muni had. That means one should think, oh, how quickly I got the spiritual master. If a person thinks that, oh, I have to wait for so many years to get initiation, that means one is not aware of the fortune of getting the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. So when a person is actually aware, conscious of the getting shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, one feels that, oh, only 10 years. So I'm just speaking for myself, but this word, when I read that, I was feeling like that. Although I don't have realization, but I'm just, so that should be the attitude. And in fact, that is a sign of being aware of this fortune. In fact, last few days we were discussing about the sixth canto from the Ajamil section. I'll try to repeat. If you see in this Ajamil story, we'll try to make four comparisons. We'll see Ajamil before meeting the Vishnudutas and after meeting the Vishnudutas. In fact, before meeting the Vishnudutas, before he heard the conversation, he was actually chanting the holy names in a helpless manner. He was chanting the holy names Narayan, and because of that, he was actually completely freed of all the sinful reactions. He was completely freed of all the sinful reactions. In fact, it's mentioned that the first time when he chanted the holy name Narayan, that means when he first gave the name Narayan to his son, that time itself he became completely freed of all the sinful reactions. The last chanting which he chanted at the time of death, all the other chanting which he did, it only actually made him more qualified to get love for the Supreme Lord. So the first chanting itself purified him all the sinful reaction. And then when he heard the conversation between the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, then he performed devotional service for 12 years. But what was the difference in devotional service which he performed before hearing the conversation and after hearing the conversation? So before hearing the conversation, he was just chanting Narayan without any ulterior motives. Although he was referring to his son Narayan, but he didn't have any ulterior motives to get rid of the sinful reaction. So you are chanting offenselessly. But after hearing the conversation, he actually was chanting the name Narayan with love, with attention, being conscious of the power of chanting the holy name. So what made the difference is that hearing the power of the holy name from the conversation, from the Vishnudutas, from the conversation between the Vishnudutas and Yamadutas. So that actually made the difference in chanting. Previously he was just chanting, although he was referring to his son, he was just chanting, he was not chanting with attention. He didn't have any offensive mentality. But after hearing the conversation, after hearing the prowess of the holy name, then he was actually chanting with attention. So that is the power of hearing the greatness of the holy name of the Supreme Lord. And the second comparison, we can see Ajamal with Yamadutas. So if you see Yamadutas also, they also heard the glories of the holy name from the Vishnudutas. And Ajamal also heard the glories of the holy name from the Vishnudutas. But Yamadutas, they didn't actually have the transformation. In fact, Yamadutas, when they go to meet Yamaraj, they want Yamaraj to actually punish the Vishnudutas. They are feeling that if you do not punish the Vishnudutas, then we will commit suicide. So both of them heard, both of them had got that association of the Vishnudutas. But what made the difference is the attitude in which they heard. So Yamadutas, they heard the glories of the holy name from the Vishnudutas, but they were in a challenging mood. But Ajamal, although Ajamal was an observer of the whole conversation, Vishnudutas were actually preaching to the Yamadutas, but Yamadutas was just observing that preaching, but he was transformed. So that because Ajamal had the right attitude, he was in a helpless situation, so he was transformed. That means attitude with which we hear the glories of the Supreme Lord, that also makes a difference. If you see again, the third thing is Yamadutas, then they go to Yamaraj and they hear from Yamaraj about the glories of the holy name. And after hearing from Yamaraj, their activity is transformed. Their attitude is completely transformed. But when they heard from Vishudutas, they wanted to kill the Vishnudutas. They wanted Vishnudutas to be punished. But after hearing from Yamaraj about the same glories of the holy name, they were actually transformed. After that, they never went in the direction of even the devotees. So again, what is the difference? If we see, because Yamadutas, when they heard from the Yamaraj, they had right attitude. Because they had actually faith in Yamaraj. So actually Vishnudutas and Yamaraj both were pure devotees. And both were speaking the pure glories of the devotional service. But what made the difference is the attitude of the Yamadutas. So, in fact, if you see, Vishnudutas, why they didn't have the right attitude of the Vishnudutas? Because they could not actually take the fact that Vishnudutas stopped them from taking away from Ajamal. That means, Vishnudutas, before starting their pravachan, before starting their discourse, they stopped the Yamadutas. So that was so much in their mind. So these people stopped us from taking away Ajamal. And because of that, they could not actually open up their heart to hear the to hear from Vishnudutas, and because of that, they were not transformed. So similarly, sometimes when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, if we meditate upon the some bad dealing of the speaker, then we may not be able to open up to hear what he is saying. So that's why Yamadutas were not able to open up. But Yamaraj, so that means from the point of the speaker, what is more important is that his character outside the Vyasasan, that actually determines how much receptivity he can draw from the audience when he speaks. So Yamaraj, because he was always, Yamaraj was able to draw that receptivity from the Yamadutas, but Vishnudutas were not able to draw. Vishnudutas, because they had stopped the Yamadutas in taking away Ajam. But Yamaraj, because he was their master, he never had a, like, he was always taking care of the Yamadutas. So when the Yamadutas, they had their right attitude with the Yamaraj. So that is why it is said that in the presence of a great devotee, we actually see our mind through him. But in the presence of other devotees, we see him through our mind. So Yamadutas were actually seeing the Vishnudutas through their mind. Oh, these people actually stopped us. But in the presence of Yamaraj, they had opened their hearts, so they underwent the transformation. And if you see another this thing like comparison between the Yamadutas and Yamaraj. Like Yamadutas, they heard the pure glories of the holy name from Yamaraj, from Vishnudutas. But Yamaraj, he just heard the word Narayan from the Yamadutas. Yamadutas said, this person Ajamil just chanted the name Narayan, and from nowhere these four people appeared and they stopped us in taking with this Ajamil. So when Yamaraj just heard this word Narayan from Yamadutas, who are not actually devotees, so then he was greatly pleased. So we can see that because Yamaraj's consciousness was steeped in devotion for the Supreme Lord, he just need to hear the word Narayan. He did not need to hear the full-fledged seminar on the glories of the holy name. That itself actually gave so much a pleasure to Yamaraj. But in the case of Yamadutas, they heard a full-fledged seminar on the glories of the holy name, but they were not transformed. So we see that that means like the attitude with which we hear, that plays a very important role in hearing. Like suppose when a person goes to a bank, so for a cashier, one cashier, as soon as the customer goes, he gives some juice and he speaks so nicely, he orders some, say, milkshake, and he immediately attends to the customer. But the only problem is that, so the customer gives 50,000 rupees, but the cashier, he forgets three zeros, he enters in the passbook as 50 rupees. But the other cashier, he may not be good in the apparent dealings with the customer, but he at least makes the right entry in the passbook. So similarly, if you take this example, like in hearing Krishna Katha, sometimes, like somebody may not be good in cracking jokes and stories, but at least what he is speaking is about Krishna. So at least as long as a person is focused on this particular principle, oh, this is being spoken about Krishna and the Srimad Bhagavatam, so then it does not matter about the other things. But if you are too much concerned about how the cashier deals with us, but if you forget whether he's making the right entry or not, then we may actually fail to hear Krishna Katha, although from somebody who may not be so good in presentation. So I would just like to tell one more point. I prepared in Chitraketu Maharaj, but I'll speak on Parishit Maharaj's question in the sixth canto. This is actually like this question, the sixth canto 19th chapter, sixth canto 19th chapter, Parishit Maharaj asks a question. He's asking that, please tell me about the rules and regulations which are involved in the Pumsavarana Vrata. So this is actually such a significant question. Like Parishit Maharaj is asking this question. Please tell me about the rules and regulations involved in the Pumsavarana Vrata, which is performed by Diti. Actually, if we see, this Pumsavarana Vrata was performed by Diti for one full year. But Parishit Maharaj has just 4 days to live. So this question is completely irrelevant for Parishit Maharaj, it appears. Like somebody who is on the deathbed, suppose he is asking about, please tell me about the different mudras and rules and regulations which a person follows in the Shaligram worship. Like he is just on the deathbed, on the verge of death. Like he is never going to do that, but what does he want to know? The rules and regulations. It is completely irrelevant for a person who is about to die, but Parishit Maharaj, he is asking about the rules and regulations of a Pumsavana Vrata, which is supposed to be performed for one full year. But why does he ask that question? So it is a completely irrelevant question. But for Parishit Maharaj, it appears very relevant. So what made that irrelevant subject matter relevant to Parishit Maharaj? Actually, if you see, anything about Krishna or devotee or the process of devotional service is actually most relevant to a living entity. But sometimes with our conditioned nature, we think, oh, it is irrelevant, oh, I cannot apply. But actually, we shut our ears. But actually, anything related to Krishna, the process of devotional service, is most relevant to a living entity. So Parishit Maharaj is asking about this process of devotional service, what are the rules and regulations involved? So what made that the apparently irrelevant subject matter relevant to Parishit Maharaj? So that is because he heard in the previous chapter, in the 6th canto, 18th chapter, Parishit Maharaj, he heard about this the power of the Pumsavarana Vrata. So even when Shukadeva Goswami is describing the descendants of Daksha Prajapati through his daughters, he just mentioned that Diti had two sons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and they were actually killed by the Supreme Personality of God at the request of Indra. And then Diti begot 49 sons called as Maruts. And Indra appointed them as the demigods. So sometimes we may hear this and it may not make so much of sense to us. But for Parishit Maharaj, he was actually greatly surprised. Like Barack Obama, suppose there is a news that Barack Obama, he made all the Laden brothers, the brothers of Osama bin Laden, as the chiefs of American defense and American Navy and American Air Force, or he makes them as the cabinet ministers in the American government. And it would be like a top news, like people will be surprised. Because Osama bin Laden was one of the greatest terrorists in the recent past. And America was trying to kill that. And after killing, the president makes all his relatives in the top position in his government. It will be like a great surprise for the people. And if you magnify millions of times, and that was the surprise that Parishit Maharaj had. Because Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they were the greatest terrorists the world had ever seen. And they were killed by the Supreme Lord at the request of Indra. And Indra made the brothers of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, he elevated them to the position of the demigods. And this actually surprised Parishit Maharaj like anything. Saying that what did Indra do? What pious activity did these Maruts do? Because of that, Indra elevated them to the position of the demigods. So then, in response to that, Shukadeva Goswami describes this, how Diti performed the Pumsavana Vrata, which is the Vrata to please Lord Vishnu. And when she performed that Vrata to please Lord Vishnu, under the instruction of Kashyapa Muni, and Indra and she gave up her enmity towards Indra because she wanted to get a son to kill Indra. And Indra came to assist Diti. And Indra came to assist Diti just to get an opportunity to kill the children in the womb of Diti. But at the end, Indra gave up his enmity towards Diti. Both of them had actually hidden motives in the beginning. And both of them were hard-hearted in the beginning. But at the end, the practice of devotional service, Indra was assisting Diti in her devotional service. And both of them gave up their duplicity and both of them became soft-hearted and both of them became straightforward. Huh. Prabhupada quotes this verse, Yasyatma book, what that was, all the qualities of the demigods, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana, Sarveir Gunai Satra Samasate Sura. When a person performs devotional service, all the good qualities of the demigods appear in the devotee. So, basically, and Maruts, who are born in Diti, they became actually devotees. So, when devotional service was involved, anybody who is connected with them, all of them actually gave up their negative qualities. So, we see that because Krishna is a person, as one devotee said, like even if the sun wants, he cannot actually create darkness in a person. So similarly, even Krishna, even if he wants, he cannot actually, he cannot have hatred towards any living entity. That is actually completely impossible for Krishna because that is the nature of the Supreme Lord, he is all merciful. And when a person is engaged in the service of a person, he gets the qualities of that particular person. So Diti and Indra, Diti was engaged in the service of Supreme Lord, but with improper motive. But although with improper motive, at the end she got this quality of the Supreme Lord. That means she gave up her enmity towards Indra. And Indra was assisting Diti in her service of the Supreme Lord. And Indra also gave up that actually, gave up her hatred towards Indra, Diti's son. So we see that, so when Parishit Maharaj heard this Pumsavana Vrata, about this power of Pumsavana Vrata, so that made the apparent irrelevant subject matter more relevant. So by hearing the prowess of the process of devotional service, the irrelevant subject matter it became very relevant to Parishit Maharaj. I think I'll stop here. So to summarize, we discussed about the nature of the Vrajavasis, how they were actually, because of being absorbed in love for Krishna, they actually forgot the greatness of the Supreme Lord. And we saw that Kaliya, Balramji and Vrajavasis, how they had different emotions. And we talked about the point of like knowing the greatness of the Supreme Lord. We talked about Kardama Muni and Uttanupad and Parishit Maharaj. I think I'll stop here. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गौर भक्त